Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to say Happy New Year. Today is January the 3rd, 2024, and I pray that each and every one of you are having a blessed and peaceful new year, and whatever you are going through, the Lord wanted me to say to each of you, hang in there, and that trouble won't last always. Amen. Well, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Evangelist Latisha Browning, and this is the podcast, the Teshuva Assembly of Christ. You know, I wanted to come on today because God had put a word on my heart today, and the word on my heart today was conviction. It's conviction, because conviction means to be charged with something that was unpleasing, let's say, to God's sight, and then conviction can be something that goes against the law of God. So we are looking at conviction today, because what happens when a child of God is convicted, then what that does, that it should bring about change. All righty. Amen. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Stay with me on this one, because the Lord had to work with me in regards to being prideful. Now, a lot of us as Christians, we may say, oh, well, I'm not this, I'm not that, or, you know, there's nothing like a self-righteous person, where we assume that we are right in our own eyes. However, the congregation, the body of Christ, is full of self-righteous Christians. And there's one thing that the Bible says to the children of God. I think Paul echoes it in either 2 Corinthians, where he said, let every man examine thy own ways. Let every man examine thine own ways. And it is important as children of God that we say to him, Father, I want to please you. So when we say, or we ask the Lord, Lord, give me more of your Holy Spirit. Well, in return, God is going to answer our prayers. Now, however God give it to us in our spirit, because we have the Holy Spirit in us, which divides all truth. When God give it to us, he just give it to us. Now, I can't get up on here and lie. I can't sugarcoat the message. But when God brings conviction to his children, he says to us, pride cometh before fall. Now, we know that the word of God is true, and let every man be a lie. The Lord said, let your yes be yes and your no, no. We got to stand on that. So when God corrects us, let's really dig deep, because a lot of us don't want to admit when God has had to convict us of things, our actions, our character, and we've fallen short. And I said to the Lord today, I said, Father, I don't want to be a thorny ground person. I don't want to be thorny. I don't want to be someone who misses the mark. I don't want to have a non-saving faith and fool myself. I don't want the Lord to say to me, as Yeshua has said, Jesus, get away from me. I've never known you. I never knew you. And I don't want that. And if we love the Lord with all our heart and our mind and our soul, when we love him, then if he brings conviction into our psyche, our mind, then say to the Lord, Lord, root it up out of me. Let's not be arrogant and stand in front of the Lord and have him to snuff us out. Let's not do that. Let's be tenderhearted to what the word of God says. And so when we are brought to the door, the threshold of conviction, let's first say, Father, I have sinned, hallelujah, and sinned against you alone. So the Lord brought me to that. And you know what he said to me? He said, Denise, he said, you are still prideful. He said it. He said, and I'm going to continue to work on you because you don't want to stuff up with the blessings that I have for you. Not anyone else, he said, forego pride. Yeah, let them feel like they want them. Yeah, you may feel a little embarrassed, or you may feel like, oh, well, you know, they winning or whatever. The Lord said, let it go. He said, because I have given you my grace, I've let in all things. There's nothing anyone can do. He said, I've already held up a standard against your enemies. So why be prideful? Why be prideful? So I thought about King David. King David was already chosen by God. Even as the prophet Samuel was lamenting over King Saul, who the Lord had rejected. The Lord had rejected King Saul. The Lord had rejected King Saul. And Samuel was upset about it. He was sad about it. And the Lord even said to Samuel, how long will you lament? How long will you mourn over who I have rejected? And he told Samuel, he said, get up and go down to Jesse's house. Now, I'm going to paraphrase it. He said, get up and go down to Jesse's house. He said, because I have found a man after my own heart. And I know we get, because we know the rest of the story, we get a little beyond ourselves and say, well, David did this, and David did that, and David did, and we want to point fingers at what David did. Not looking at what God said. God said, I have found a man after my own heart. That's what God said. God said it. Nobody didn't come in and change it and this and that. God had already selected David. But one of the things David says in the Psalms, he says to the Lord, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. He said, wash me with hyssop. And he said, and I'll come out white as snow. He said, because David went to the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. But I know you can make me clean, Father. Then you can teach me your ways. You know, the Lord said to me, he said, Denise, I don't want you to miss the mark. And I told the Lord, I said, Father, I don't want to miss the mark. He said, well, let it go. He said, give it up and turn it loose. Set it free. He says, over. He said, the victory. You already have the victory. Jehovah Nisi. He said, I'm already your banner. I've already lifted up a standard against the enemy, against you. He said, you can't do this on your own. He said, you can't win. And he said, but with me, staying, residing, abiding, dwelling in my Holy Spirit, he said, you can do all things. Philippians 4:13. If I'm not mistaken, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. And we have to know that. We have to know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Just stand on it. So I had to tell the Lord, forgive me. I went with a repentant heart. And the Lord even woke me up early in the morning to show me through his Holy Spirit where the enemy had already set up a trap. He had already set it up, but the Lord had to awaken me and say, let me show you. Let me show you how it was already a setup. The Lord said, but I had already had you covered. You're already covered. See, some of us go past go. Some of us, it's almost kind of like if you leave the cornbread in the oven too long, or if you're baking some brownies, you leave it in the oven too long. Some of us go past go when God says it's already taken care of. So my request this year, January 3rd, 2024, coming into a brand new year, is let's get fixated on the Lord having already won the victory for us, and let's forego our pride and let's forego our bitterness. Because this person, this situation that I had went through, this person I felt like had been a thorn in my flesh. But it was one thing the Lord even said to the Apostle Paul. He said, my grace, come on somebody. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. The Apostle Paul, he said, I cried out to the Lord three times. I prayed to him three times. To say, Father, Father, take this away from me. The same way Jesus prayed. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, Holy Spirit. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if it be thy will, let this bitter cup pass me. I don't want to go through it. Some of us are on a job. That's what we have to deal with. My situation came on my job. Some of us, it's in our family. Amen. Some people deal with the school, with the children. Some people dealing with a spouse and contemplating divorce. Some people, we do it even in just relationships, friendships. But if we want to grow closer to Christ and be in his image, and so much so that we can live like Christ, then we have to keep it real with ourselves. We have to be honest. We have to lay everything at the foot of the Lord. Lay it at his feet. Because I don't know what we'd do without him. There's nothing we could do without the Lord leading us. You know, Jesus, before he left to go to his Father, to go on back to heaven, he said, peace I leave you. He said, not the peace of this world. He said, because in this world, you will not have any peace. We won't. We're going to come unglued. But he said, I want you to, in that hour, think of me. Think of me. And that Holy Spirit, which is going to abide in you, he said, it's going to see you through. It's going to walk you through it. He said, I'm going to give you, you're going to have that discernment of the Holy Spirit to where you already going to know, you know what, this is a setup. It's going to come to your spirit. We're going to, you know, as we say, in the body, they tripping. But we'll say it to ourselves, you know, this, I already know. How somebody say, they call somebody a lie and the truth ain't in them. But let's be aware of things that we need to clean up with God. See, we want the blessings of the Lord, but we don't want to be obedient. And it takes a lot. I think obedience, following God's instructions and his way, it's going to take us from the time we're born until the time we're out of here. The same way the Lord said to Peter, he said, Peter, listen, Peter. Peter said, Father, I'm going to die with you. He said, Peter, listen. He said, I already know you're going to deny me. He said, but Satan wants to sift you like wheat. He said, but I've already prayed for you, Peter, that your faith faileth not. So I have to forego pride, because pride gets in the way of my faith. Pride tells God, I don't believe you. Pride allows me to be double-minded and lukewarm. We don't want to have a lukewarm. Jesus says, the Most High God, the Lamb of God says in Revelations to one of the churches, he said, I'd rather you be either hot or cold. You got to choose a side. And some of us, we want to hold up a banner for the Lord and say what we are, but in reality, we have little holes. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible said, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. I think a lot of us have little holes in our spirit. And if we don't ever confess those things that have kept us weighed down, God cannot heal the hole in our spirit. He cannot be Lord in our life. We think he is, but we are fooling ourselves. And so I just wanted to get on this afternoon and say to the sheep of God, the children of God, that let us continue to fight the good fight of faith. We must keep pressing. And it doesn't mean that we are perfect, but we know that God's perfect will, when we confess our faults to the Lord and unto each other, and we know where we have fallen short, the Lord will forgive us. And then he'll put us in a new path, a new direction. So when that situation come up again, we good. And the Lord will bring it to your remembrance. He'll say, you know, we've been here before. So let's just continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and not even what we hear, but leaning on God's everlasting love, continuing to lean in on, if he said it, he said it. It is what it is. Hallelujah. Well, I love you guys. I thank you for the continued support. I think we're now going into our 7th year with the podcast, which was formerly the Spiritual Workout, now the Teshuvah Assembly of Christ. And I thank you all for your support and your love and your care. And we're going to keep walking out this life of faith, this lifestyle of faith. And I thank you for your support. Until then, I always leave this with my brothers and sisters in Christ, and with other brothers and sisters in the Christ, and in Christ, who can help you walk this faith out, walk your faith out, and y'all can build each other up in love. Especially after, if somebody has fallen down, we can encourage each other in the Lord. And I pray that if any of the listeners are listening and they don't have a home church, that the Lord will send you to a home church this year so that you can begin a lifelong relationship with Jesus Christ and live to live again. Because God, I enjoy that God corrects me, because when God corrects me, I'm grateful, because I want to get better. And to me, I'm one step closer to heaven, and I'm one step closer to God correcting me in the earth, and that I'm not shut out of heaven. So I just thank you all again. And until we all link up again, I'm your host, minister, evangelist, Latasha Browning, sister in Christ, woman of God, however you want to say it. I just thank you all. And until we link up again, shalom.